A lot to talk about this morning with Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. The question of the day, what right does a president have to send in troops to a state that does not want them? What's the deal here?
Well, we have the Posse Comitatus Act, which has been in effect for 130-something years, and it basically says that a president cannot federalize troops or send in the federal military to enforce state civilian laws. And so, you know, the exception to that is the Insurrection Act, which has been talked about a lot in the press. But the Insurrection Act only allows the president to send in troops if there is some sort of serious insurrection rebellion where people are, revolting against the rule of law. And it's not defined in the law, so we don't know exactly what constitutes insurrection, but some of the courts have already ruled that what is going on in our cities really doesn't qualify as an insurrection.
Several states have brought suits, Oregon, one of them. And so you think the outcome of those suits will be in favor of the administration?
The Oregon lawsuit came down in favor of Oregon. The judge there, who was a Trump appointee, said, no, this is not an insurrection. This is not a rebellion. These are people who are protesting peacefully, and there's no facts here to support the idea that the federal government can come in. And while our courts here, and there have been lawsuits filed for the same reasons, they really don't have to follow what happened in Oregon, and maybe the facts are a little bit different here, but I think that you're going to see pretty much the same ruling here because, it just, from history, you just don't see what's going on here amounting to something that is a mass rebellion.
As you know, the ACLU filed a lawsuit saying the federal government is violating First Amendment rights to protest. What do you think will happen with this?
Yeah, it's an interesting lawsuit, and I would encourage your listeners to look at it. If you look at the Black Club of Chicago and you go on their website, you can click on to read the complaint. It's very interesting. Basically, the argument is that what the federal government is doing is quelling the ability of people to talk, the ability of people to come in and to protest peacefully, which is our First Amendment right, and also to report on it. And there are incidents that are noted in this complaint that is very long that talks about how people are trying to report and are getting thrown in jail or getting pushed and getting handcuffed just for being on the premises. So it is an alarming lawsuit because it does inform us of some of the things that are going on that are really not even being reported right now.
The government shutdown continues, and the question now concerns federal workers. Are they entitled to back pay by law, Karen?
They are absolutely entitled to back pay. There was a law passed just a few years ago, maybe 20 years ago. It's called an anti-deficiency civil service laws. And basically it says that you cannot, you must pay people when they're furloughed, whether they work or not. And to do so would be a violation of the civil service laws. And if you think about why, you know, working for the government, you're not working for a private entity. You're working for the government. So you have due process rights to your job so that if you are going to be terminated for any reason, it can't be arbitrary. It can't be for political reasons. And there has to be notice, appeal rights, et cetera. So if you just basically fire people or don't pay them, that's going to be a violation of the law.
And finally, this week, the Supreme Court is back in session. And many of these cases have to do with the president's power, don't they?
They do. It seems to be the primary focus of what the Supreme Court has decided to take. And remember, the Supreme Court doesn't have to take every case. They choose what cases they want to take. So they want to weigh in on the president's power. We have the question of whether the president can levy tariffs without congressional consent. There is the birthright citizenship executive order that Trump signed. And was he entitled to do that? And the other one that's an interesting one is, can Trump fire federal officials like the FTC head and the chair of various agencies? Or is that something that needs to be done in a different way? So those things are very important and will be decided this term.
And we have the CEOs of Reddit and Twitch being called to testify before Congress. What is this all about?
Well, in light of the Charlie Kirk assassination, there's been some talk about whether or not these platforms have encouraged or allowed for radicalization to go on. And this has been an ongoing issue, as you know, in social media. The social media have an obligation to troll and make sure that this stuff is not going on. On the other hand, there's First Amendment rights to say certain things on the Internet. And so the question is going to be, what are these what are these platforms doing to monitor and to make sure this stuff is not going on, or to be promoting it through their algorithms? So again, another issue of First Amendment versus making sure that we don't have people inciting violence.
You have to be a lawyer to understand all the daily news these days. Stay by your phone, Karen. We need you at any time.
I guess that law school education is coming in handy.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks. Have a good one.